This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Adverse weather conditions affect domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall for today. And Hawaii wildfire death toll hits 89 as governor warns of significant death toll rise. Now, the news in detail. Domestic and international flights have been affected at the Tribhuvan International Airport TIA due to incessant rainfall since last night. TIA General Manager Pratap Babu Tiwari informed some flights have been diverted and some cancelled due to low visibility. The Air India aircraft coming from New Delhi has been diverted to Varanasi, and airplanes of the Air China and Sichuan Airlines heading from Tianfu of China to Tianfu. Similarly, flights from Kathmandu to Pokhara and Surkhet have been halted. Three Kathmandu-Pokhara flights and one Kathmandu-Tumlingtar flight of Buddha Air have been cancelled. Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted rainfall is to continue until coming Tuesday. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAANCAN, has said no flights meant for rescue operations have been prohibited in remote areas beyond the operation hours. The recent decision of the CAN mandates airlines to conduct flights to remote areas only within the fixed schedule. The decision is said to be for mitigating the risk of air incidents during the monsoon season and enhancing flight safety. However, the CAN has been criticized for the move. CAN spokesperson Jagannath Nirola said that the restrictions on flights beyond the operating hours is solely applicable during the monsoon period and is not targeted at rescue flights. The prohibition is just for commercial flights in remote areas. As the CAN said, typically the operation hours for airport based in remote areas begin at 6:30 a.m. and end at 12:30 in the afternoon. All short-distance roads connecting Kathmandu to Hetauda have been blocked due to landslides triggered by rain since last night. Police said Hetauda-Bhaise-Bhimphedi road section is obstructed due to a landslide that occurred at a distance of 2 kilometers from Bhaise Bazar. Similarly, the Kulekhani-Sisneri-Kathmandu road section is blocked due to a mudslide at Bhaludara of Indra Sarovar Rural Municipality 3 in Makwanpur district. Likewise, the Tribhuvan Highway has been blocked by a landslide in Lamidara area of Bhimphedi 9. The Kanti Highway has also been blocked due to a landslide at Amchor, Bakyaya Rural Municipality 11. Police have urged people travelling by vehicle from Hetauda to Kathmandu to use alternative roads. Meanwhile, the Solon-Karra Riverlet, which flows through Hetauda 4, has inundated the Gordahi area following heavy rain. The local administration has issued flood warnings in the areas near the riverlet. The risk of soil erosion by Karnali River has increased near Tikapur Park at Tikapur 5 of Kailali district. With this, the nearby settlements is at an alarming risk of facing possible consequences from the Solon River. Chief Minister of Sudhir Pashim Province, Kamal Bahadur Shah, Minister for Physical Infrastructure Development, Prakash Bahadur Deoba, and Minister for Internal Affairs and Law, Sivaraj Bhatta, today visited the area affected by the erosion. The Chief Minister promised to do his best from the individual and official level to mitigate the risk of inundation and flood from the river. The incessant rain taking place since August 7 has already affected 341 households in Tikapur, Ward No. 6 and 7. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 89 people have been confirmed killed in Maui fire that razed the historic town of Lahaina, marking the most deadly U.S. fire in a century. Hawaii Governor Josh Green warned the number of victims could rise significantly as forensic work continues to identify the victims. Hundreds remain unaccounted for while hundreds of others filled shelters across Maui after fleeing the flames. While the wildfires are now largely under control, efforts to fully extinguish them are continuing in parts of the island, including around Lahaina, which has been devastated. It is thought that more than 2,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed since the fire broke out. The majority of these were homes in the Lahaina area. Six people have died after a boat carrying migrants sank in the English Channel off the French coast. The French Coast Guard said the vessel got into difficulty in the sea near the Calais in the early hours of Saturday. Officials say 59 people, many of them Afghans, were rescued by French and British Coast Guards. AFP news agency reported 6 people who died were Afghan men thought to be in their 30s. Those rescued include some children and were mostly from Afghanistan, and although there were some Sudanese. Rescue crews say this is the 7th time this week they have had to pull people from water, raising concerns that the smugglers organizing the crossing may be using a defective batch of boats. The English Channel is one of the most dangerous and busiest shipping lanes in the world, with 600 tankers and 200 ferries passing through it every day. Moscow has said Ukrainian missiles have targeted a bridge linking Russia to the annexed Crimean Peninsula. Russia's defense ministry said S-200 missiles had been used and shot down, causing no damage. Ukraine has not commented on the alleged attack. There have been at least 2 other attacks targeting the bridge in the past few months. The Kerch Bridge was opened in 2018 and enables road and rail travel between Russia and Crimea, a Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia in 2014. Earlier on Saturday, Russia said it has shot down 20 Ukrainian drones near the peninsula. While Kiev has not confirmed the attack, nor the weapons used, it would be the latest in several Ukrainian attempts to damage the bridge. Also last month, 2 people died and another was injured when the bridge was struck by explosions. Kiev has repeatedly said it plans to retake Crimea and all territories seized by Russia since it launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, Russia continues to attack civilian targets in Ukraine, including deadly missile strikes that destroyed a blood transfusion center in Kharkiv and a residential area in Zaporizhia in the last week. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in most of the places of the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at 1 or 2 places of Modis province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur in most of the places of the country, with chances of heavy to very heavy rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province, with chances of extremely heavy rainfall at 1 or 2 places of Sudarpashchim province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 27 degrees Celsius with 20.3 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Adverse weather conditions affect domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall for today, and Hawaii wildfire death toll hits 89 as the governor warns of significant death toll rise. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.